Help me. Praise God. Oh, I got shit. Anyway, there we go. Okay. There was a scripture that took my attention during the week, Ephesians 5, 15, possibly to 16, I think. It says this in the NKJV, King James. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And in the TPT, it says, the same scripture says, so be very careful how you live, not being like those with no understanding, but live honorably with true wisdom. For we are living in evil times. Take full advantage of every day as you spend your life for his purposes. And don't live foolishly, for then you will have discernment to fully understand God's will. I know that we have the impression that in the United Kingdom, and probably it's the right impression, that the church has been shrinking, getting smaller and smaller. And I believe even maybe in the United States, I'm not sure about that. But there's no doubt that the church is growing globally. And it's very vibrant and very strong. They reckon somewhere around 2.86 or something, just under 3 billion people across the world, across the globe, say they're Christians. That, of course, includes every denomination, the Catholics and all the rest, and the Eastern Orthodox and all these, everybody. But this definitely is the greatest hour, I believe, for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. A massive harvest is on the way because we're living in the last days and because God has spoken the word to his people for this time. And we can know that the Spirit of the Lord is, the Spirit of God is using his sickle to bring in the harvest. And we are living in unprecedented times in many ways. We are living in the times that have been prophesied, really, and spoken about for hundreds and hundreds of years, even thousands of years. And God, we can praise God, because this is one of the greatest signs of the evidence that Jesus is coming soon. The fact that there's going to be, and there is, starting to be an ingathering of souls into the kingdom of God. But, there's always a but, isn't there? In the midst of all this, in the midst of the, you know, God pouring out his spirit, there are events that have occurred and have shaken the nations of the world, and we know well about that. And many people, even some believers, live in fear for the times in which we live and for the times of the future. And I want to encourage us today that God has given us, we don't have a spirit of fear, but he's given us a sound mind. And if you look at what that word means, it carries a meaning of a mind that is saved and protected, or a mind that is sound. That makes me think of the helmet of salvation, doesn't it? That God has put on us the helmet of salvation so that we can have a sound mind, so that we can have the mind that looks, faces up clearly to what we see and what we know. So we're not living in, that we don't know what's happening. We can see clearly, but we don't have the fear that the devil wants to put on us. Because I believe that's the ploy of the enemy, so that we back away from what is the calling of God to really share the gospel. But this is not what God wants of us. We are to gather together, I believe, and I'm talking about spiritually, really, rather than in a practical way, to gather once again. Put on that armor once again. Take up our positions, actually. Because you know what it's like. You know, over the years we get battered and we get, you know, times can be tough. And when we're in that position, the inclination is to step away because at times it's just been difficult. But God is saying that's not the time for that now. The time is actually to step up and to get back into the formation. Think of an army. We need to be back in that formation so that we've got a united body, a united front going forward in God. But we were warned, weren't we? I do think that this is a prophetic warning. This is talking about the perilous times in which we live, so that we can know that those who live in the very last of the last days will be confronted. Now listen to this. This is a quote, by the way, with a strange period of time like mankind has never seen before. It will be a time filled with difficulty, danger, and risk. So we know this. We're not being hoodwinked into thinking it's going to grow better and better. We need to be aware of the times in which we live. I mean, maybe all you guys knew, but yesterday was the first time I'd heard about the digital currency. It was a bit of an eye-opener. And there these people were in the corner somewhere in the dark, working it all out, getting it all together, and not letting people know. Because, of course, if people really knew and discussed it and thought about it, there would be a bit of an uprising against what certain people are planning to do. Unfortunately, I think it will come to pass because it's already well on the way. And we didn't, well, I didn't know. Maybe you guys knew. I didn't know about it. And I think to myself, it's good to know these things so that we are prepared and that we can be hearing what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So we live in perilous times, as Timothy told us. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people turn away. I mean, we've seen this even having a form of godliness. We've even seen it in certain parts of the church in this nation and across the world. A form of godliness but denying the power. And we need to be aware and know that what we are seeing and experiencing is what has already been foretold in the scriptures. So it doesn't take us by surprise. It shouldn't really. It shouldn't take us by surprise. So if we look beyond all that's been happening, you know, the coronavirus and all the other plagues and the famines and the earthquakes and the wars and the rumors of the wars and all these things, it is obvious that the spirit of the age has overtaken many. And I'm sorry to say it's overtaken some Christians. And we need to be praying for those people, especially the believers who have backed away and who have been overtaken by the spirit of the age. God wants them back. You know, God, we sang, didn't we? God leaves the 99 and he goes after the one, and he still does that today. So we will keep praying for those so that they come back into the kingdom of God. We don't let them go. God doesn't let us go. Thanks be to God. He may well have done that to me, you know, but he has kept us. He has kept us by his grace. It's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance, isn't it? May all of those who have backed away really experience the goodness of God, that they may repent and may come back into the family of the Lord. So I do also believe very much that living in the last days as we are, I know Paul thought he lived in the last days, but he knew nothing, did he, to what we were experiencing. Sorry, Paul. But the thing is, oh yeah, he did. But I'm just thinking of the times. I mean, who would have thought what we're experiencing would ever come to pass? I mean, well, I didn't anyway. I'm sure Paul would have thought that, but I didn't know. And the thing is that, yes, and I think during this time, we've spoken about this before, but I just want to encourage us again. We spoke about having oil in our lamps, haven't we? Filled up with oil ourselves and having oil in our lamps. But what does that look like? I asked the Lord. What does that actually, if we were to unpack it? It says that in Romans 8:14, that one of the privileges of being the Son of God is that the Spirit of God will lead us. And the word lead or led in this verse carries a picture of someone extending a hand so that he can gently lead you, maybe through a foreign land, you know? So you've not been there before, you don't know where to go, you don't know how things are done. So Jesus lends us his hand to say, this is the way. But of course, that requires something from us, doesn't it? That requires that we be listening to God, that we are not walking in a spirit of fear. You know, fear tends to, we don't make good decisions. If we're coming from a position of fear, we can't see clearly. We don't have the clarity of the Spirit of God. And it'd be a bit like, you know, the rabbit within the headlights type of thing. So fear is not what we need. But what we do need is a real walking in the Spirit of God, asking him, what do we do, Lord? I believe he will tell us. And I'm talking about specific situations that we might find ourselves in. Specific places that we might find ourselves in. Lord, what do we do? How do we do this? And I believe if we're listening to God and hearing God, we're going to know by his Spirit how to walk through these end times with him and come out victorious. That's God's intention for each and every one of his people. So we've got to let go of what God by his grace has taught us things, hasn't he? So we hold on to those things, hold on to what God has taught us, and we hold on to who he is, and we take a hold of his word, and we eat his word, we take his word and digest his word, because that is our bread, isn't it? The bread of life. And then we can, by that discernment, through the word of God, through the Spirit of God, we can then know what is of God, what is not of God. Because I do believe that unless we walk like that, we won't know, because things are coming at such a pace and changing so rapidly that we need to have that clear discernment from the Spirit of God to know what to do and how to do it. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit would show us things to come. So again, it gives that guide of a guide who shows a traveler a safe way through a country. And that means he's going to be our guide. And also we must know that sometimes the Spirit of God closes doors and sometimes he opens doors. And I'm thinking of, for instance, the Israelites. Remember what they had to do. They had to listen and they had to be obedient. God gave them an instruction, put the blood over the lintels. And if you do this, then the spirit of death will pass over you. Now, I suppose they had the choice. And perhaps there was some amongst them who didn't do that. And so they got, you know, as someone who didn't obey God, they received probably the spirit of death, I presume, within their homes. But if we are obedient to God, listening for the small things, you know, if we listen for the small things when the Spirit of the Lord speaks to us, it's easier than to listen to the bigger things, isn't it? So when God is saying, do this or don't do that, we should hear. I'm speaking to myself as well. We should hear, not just hear, we should hear. Let it rest in us. And turn from whatever that may be, or turn towards whatever God may want us to be doing. So that we, like the Israelites who obeyed God, they were safe, they were covered because they were obedient. So we need that obedient as a way of life, obedience as the way of life. It's just what we normally do. It's what God is helping us to do. So we need to obey the Spirit of the Lord and do what he says. I mean, we say that often, don't we, in this church? It's easier said than done, don't you think? I find it hard, guys, because I have the flesh that wants to go its own way and do its own thing, and then I have to submit once again to God. It's not easy. It's easy to say it. It's hard to do it. But nevertheless, we keep looking to the Lord and asking Him for His help and His strength to do the very thing. And another thing that really I believe the Lord has put on my heart for us is that we ask God for wisdom, because the wisdom from above is what will guide us and lead us. It's the whole thing in James, isn't it? It's pure, it's peaceable. I can't remember it all. I'm sure you remember it, Akin. But I can't remember all the words. But it's that whole thing of being yielded to the Spirit and walking a peaceable lifestyle. That peaceableness that attracts people, because if there's anything that the world does not have at this time, it's that peaceableness. There's so much strife. There's so much fighting and arguing that we need to live in that opposite spirit. But I believe God says to us, doesn't He? Ask of me for wisdom. And He gives without finding fault. He just gives. So that's a relief, isn't it? So He just gives and gives in His abundance the wisdom that we need. And we need wisdom, because without wisdom, we don't know how. We don't know what, we don't know where, and this is what we're needing. So remember, ask with faith, because that's what God says, that you receive wisdom. And keep asking. We need more wisdom, Lord. We need more wisdom, because we do. And it's something that God delights to give us, His wisdom. And the fruits of wisdom are right throughout the scriptures, the peaceableness, the right decisions that we can make when we walk in the wisdom of God. So I want us, if we haven't before, or maybe it's been a long time since we last asked for wisdom, do it again and keep doing it and asking God for the wisdom that comes from above. So we thank God that He has actually made every provision for us. We are not left as orphans, are we, to wander through this world in a hapless way. God is full of grace, and He's full of the love that just flows. I'm so delighted with God. Every day, we have a wonderful time, don't we, Akin? And all the others that come online, we just praise God, because He's worthy. He is worthy to be honored and praised morning by morning, night by night, to just praise His name. And the flowing of the Holy Spirit is beginning more and more just to flow and to really just fill us. And I'm not, when I say us, I'm talking about all of us and God's people in other places of worship as well. The time is now. The time is now to connect with God in a way. If ever we've connected with God, then can I suggest to us that we raise the bar? We need to raise the bar in this time. So what we've been doing, ask God, how can I move up, Lord? What do I need to do in order to have an increased flow of the Holy Spirit of God? And listen, because He's going to tell you. He will definitely tell you. Listen to what He says and do it. Now, it may be the smallest thing, or it may be a big thing. God knows. I don't know. But if we take a little step and we're doing what God says, He will give us more. And then we take another little step and He gives us more. So the whole thing is that we're moving forward in the Spirit of the Lord, gaining in wisdom because we're asking Him for it, gaining in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit because that's what we need. We want our little lamps full of oil, overflowing, because now is the time to be walking in that way. Now is the time to recognize the times in which we live. But in it all, to be filled with the peace and the joy of God, so that we can really annoy the devil no end. If there's one thing he really hates, is that we walk in God's peace. When circumstances in our lives are really, you know, are the opposite of peace, and yet we have the peace of God, and that is very annoying to the enemy. So walk in His peace and in the joy. It's an intentional thing, isn't it? We go after it. Go after it. Don't just sit there passive. No, Go after it and get a hold of what God has for us, for all of us, individually and corporately, so that we get stronger and stronger as we move forward in Him. Praise God. Praise God. So this was the word that I just really wanted to bring, that we seek God's wisdom and we walk not in fear, but in the love and the peace of God. And we go after it so that we may be able to show who God is to the people that come into contact with us. And so that they can see God, even if our circumstances are really, you know, outwardly would bring turmoil. There have been times when I've spoken to myself and I've said, Rosemary, don't you understand the situation you're in? And then I answer myself and I say, yes, I do. However, there is a God in heaven who brings peace and who knows the situation and is working on our behalf. Thanks be to God. So now I've already spoken to you about next Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, so I won't repeat myself. But it will be good for us to go, as many as we can, to take part with the other believers. I think, as far as I know, spread the word, by the way. That would be good to anybody who may not yet know about it. I have put it on 2 or 3 forums, but any of the other pastors, maybe pastors, the chaplains and so on, just so that we can be, it's not about numbers, is it? But it's about being unified and walking together in what God has called a church to be. Okay, so let's just, before we all go and have our coffee and our teas, let's just rather stop a minute and pray and ask God for the wisdom that we need and the peace that we need and that witness of the Holy Spirit to be working in us and through us so that others can see who He is. It's not about us, is it? It's about Jesus, who He is. So, Father, here we are once again, Lord. We are here, Lord, to honor Your name, to honor who You are, to honor the deep and ever-moving work of the Holy Spirit of God in our lives. We're so grateful to You, Lord, day by day. When we wake up, we thank Jesus, and we worship You, and we honor You. And Lord, in the day, talking to You, Lord, hearing from You, at night before we sleep, we say, Jesus, blessed is Your name. And Lord, may our lives be full to overflowing with the very presence of God for Your sake, Lord, that our Savior will get the full reward of His suffering, so that He will see a people called after His name, who honor Him and worship Him, and Lord, sacrifice what we need to sacrifice and do what we need to do by Your Spirit. We don't live under law, but we live under the more powerful way of the Spirit of God. Because You, Lord, You have put Your law within us. You've written Your law in our hearts. And by Your Spirit and by Your grace, we live, Father. So we bless Your name. Lord, we need wisdom, don't we? We just need wisdom. We need to know how to live. We need to recognize what is of God and what is not of God, what is good and what is evil. And in our recognizing that, we change, we move, and align with You and Your word and Your will. So thank You, Father God. You are a glorious Father, full of compassion, full of goodness and love and grace, even when we fall. And Lord, we do fall, don't we? But even when we fall, You pick us up, Lord. You dust us off. And we just speak our hearts to You, and You say, off you go again. So You are gracious in all of Your ways. Thank You for Your fatherhood. Thank You for Your grace. Thank You for the power of the cross of our Savior. never ending, Lord, exactly the same as it's always been. The power of the cross is sufficient, Lord, for all our needs, for all our ways. And we thank you also, Father, for the power and the life of the Holy Spirit of God. So here we are, Lord, we need nothing. We have all that we need because you are the all-sufficient God. Thank you, Father, El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one who meets our every need. Thank you, Lord. Amen.